You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Welcome back. Yeah, this is your boy DJ Nash. Yeah, aka Fearless Ego. I know you guys missed me. It's been a really awesome journey. Yes, it has been an awesome journey indeed. Yeah, today we're gonna be talking about another interesting subject. Yes, I know you guys already saw the topic. You're like, what? Okay, what is going to be happening in this show? Yeah, but we're just basically gonna touch 25 facts, you know, the 25 facts that we're going to touch. They're gonna be really interesting. I know they're gonna blow your minds away. And by the way, I watched it. If you don't know, I actually did watch it. So to everyone that didn't watch it, I don't know what rock you under, but yeah, something is going on upstairs. I'm just kidding. If you didn't watch it, I'm encouraging you to go and watch it. I'm not gonna really spoil anything for you guys, you know. I'm just gonna touch some facts, you know, that yeah, what they that stood that actually are there even at the moment. But yeah, the facts won't really spoil anything, so it's gonna be a really interesting show. Yeah, so this is What's the Topic here on Active FM. I'm your boy DJ Nash, aka Fearless Ego. Yeah, and then obviously some other people still call me DJ Nave. They're like, Nave, yo, Nave, yo, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, you know, there's still people that call me DJ Nave, which is like really interesting, because yeah, I'm like, okay, no stress, man, no stress. How's it? So guys, I hope you guys are awesome. I hope you guys have been awesome. I hope you guys have been well. Yes, so just let me know how you guys are doing and what you guys have been really up to. Yeah, so I want to know about you guys. And remember, I want you guys to tell me how I can improve the show. Yeah, so I want you guys to be talking to me. Yeah, commenting and all the stuff. So you know how we do it, eh? You really know how we do it. Just like last week I was ready for the sessions. So this week, guess what? I'm still ready for the sessions. So if you basically don't have your dancing shoes on, that is your problem, because I'm gonna make sure that my dancing shoes are on, and I'm gonna make sure that I'm doing the best, the most out of the music. Yeah, you know, enjoying myself and all the stuff. Yeah, because there's some people that are like, I don't dance, you know, and all the stuff. I don't dance. No, what you talking here, man? I dance. Yeah, gotta move to the beat and all the stuff. Yeah, so music is something that is really awesome, and the reality is it is part of Active FM. So right here on What's the Topic, we gonna be dancing. I hope you guys are ready. Yeah. We'll be right back.
no big can. One life make a difference. You're screaming from your status, but feels like nobody's listening. I know that you're broken, hoping things will come untwisted. Just waiting for your moment, just hoping you haven't missed it. These oceans are closing, you're going insane. The deeper you're sinking, unraveling chains. Just when you thought it's over, just look over your shoulder. Your tidal wave is rising up, your wave is getting closer.
Into it, yeah, you know how we do it, guys. You know how we do it, yeah. So we back, we haven't been gone. If you think that we were gone, no, we haven't been gone. We are back from DMC, yeah. We back from the hot flow that has been going down, yes, yes. That's why we're getting into it, you know. Okay, my shoes are still on. Still got them on because I know there's still some more dancing that we gotta do. So until those dancing sessions come, I'm still gonna be here. We're gonna get into the awesome, amazing news. Yeah, I know last week you guys are like, what? Already getting into the topic so quick? No. Today we are not going to get into the topic so quick. We're going to go and check out what is happening in the news world. And not just the news world. We're going to check what is happening in the news world worldwide. I know there's too many world. Does make sense. Yes, yeah, guys. Just pay attention, man. Pay attention. So we're going to be looking at what is happening in the news world concerning the whole world. As in global, yes, worldwide. That's what we're saying. So, guys, first headline on the news. It's, yeah, really interesting because of stuff that is happening all around the world. Yeah. So, if you go into the news session and you go to the first headline, you basically... Now, for those who don't know, this news, if you actually want to go and validate and all those stuff, because sometimes they're like, yeah, you're getting your own stuff, you're talking your own stuff, you know, this, that, one, two, three. No, I'm not talking my own stuff. Where I actually got the news was from the BBC News. Yeah, that is the BBC. You know, the www.bbc.com. Yes, that website where you get news. Yes, that is where I got it. Got it from the BBC News. Now, this is for the US and Canada listeners, but also worldwide. You guys gotta know what is happening around you. Now, on the BBC News headlines, you actually get a topic where it's titled Trump's journal. Okay, not. I was gonna say genealogical. Yeah, you are not some other strong, yeah, big words there. But it's not genealogical. No. It's genocidal taunts. Yes, that's the one. Yeah. So it says Trump's genocidal taunts will not end Iran. Sorry. Yeah, that is what the headline actually says on that website. So make sure you check out what's happening in there. But I'm just going to give you a quick brief of what they actually wrote under that article. And yeah, don't forget, it's not just, yeah, you know, random people that actually put the stuff. No, there's actually reporters that are assigned to update the website and make sure that they get the news, latest news and all those stuff. So they actually do get reporters that do the stuff. And yeah, basically, quick short description of what is happening. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has dismissed U.S. President Donald Trump's genocidal taunts. Yeah, okay, taunt. Let's just keep it to taunt. Yeah, you know what is a taunt. So he has dismissed President Trump's taunts and warned him not to threaten the country. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, going on, basically the article says, with tensions rising, Mr. Trump tweeted on Sunday, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Jaywena, hey? Hey, this is very dangerous stuff here, hey? This is, yeah. This is concerning, hey? Let me just put it that way, it's concerning. And yeah, that is what is basically happening. And then the article even goes on to say Mr. Zarif said the president should look at history. Hey, Iranians have stood tall for millennia while aggressors all gone. Okay, that is deep right there. So he's basically saying, hey, don't just be throwing speeches like that. Hey, actually check out our history. So don't say you're gonna wipe us out. We have a reputation here. So that is what he said. And yeah, this is what is happening around the world. And this is why we gotta make sure that we always praying for the countries that are around us. You know, our neighboring country. Doesn't matter whether you're in South Africa. Make sure you pray for the guys in USA. It doesn't matter if you're in Canada. Make sure you pray for the guy in Britain. You know, stuff like that. There's like different things that are happening all around the world. And yeah, guys, we need each other's prayers. We need to support each other. And then, yeah, last headline that I'm basically going to focus on is for the European listeners. So if you're in Europe, this is for you, because you basically, yeah, might have gotten exposed to this, but if you haven't, here it is. And also for the rest of us that are all around the world, you know, prayers. Yeah, you gotta be praying for the guys in Europe and all the stuff. That's what I'm saying. You gotta be united in prayer. Now, the headline basically says, Vincent Lambert, French doctor, begin halting life support. Okay, so Vincent Lambert is basically on life support. That is what they're actually saying. And yeah, they even put a picture of the mother of Vincent, which is really, yeah, it's heartbreaking, man. Imagine seeing your son on life support machines, breathing through machines and stuff like that. But now, just a quick, you know, brief of the story, you know, on the article and everything. So this is what it actually says. Doctors have begun switching off the life support of a quadriplegic man whose case has been central to the right to die debate in France. So Vincent Lambert, age 42, has been in a vegetative state since a motorcycle accident in 2008. Joe, that is very long. That is like really very long. And then goes on to say his care has divided both the country and his own family. Sure. His wife has long called for his feeding tubes to be withdrawn while his parents insist his life should continue. Doctors at the Sebastopol Hospital. Yeah. Say it with confidence. Sebastopol Hospital. Yeah. That's how we do it right here on What's the Topic. I know you guys gotta give me a round of applause, man, for doing it, man. So yeah, this is what the article goes on to say. Doctors at the Sebastopol Hospital in the northern French city of Reims said the decision to end his life support on Monday, followed by a final judicial ruling to end the nutrition and hydration he receives. Family sources confirmed to AFP news agency that the system was being switched off. His parents, lawyers, Jean Pilot, called the move shameful. How did we get here? The case has been the subject of judicial ruling going as far as the European Court of Human Rights. Okay, so this is like really deep stuff, man. Like really deep stuff. Okay, just to end off, quick ending, you know. Now, basically what happened is the guy had an accident in 2008, because it's still 2008. I was like thinking 28. Hey mama, just kidding. But if I had to say 2008, it's still accurate. So the guy had an accident in 2008, which is like really interesting, because yo, it was a long time, and up to now he was on life support. He was actually on life support. And yeah, there are obviously, you know, the doctors that had their input and, you know, stuff to say. And yeah, even the wife said that they must take him off the machines and all the stuff, but the parents didn't want, because they were not pleased with stuff like that. And yeah, this is what is basically happening. So while you're in your own box of getting offended and getting angry at people because they took your food and stuff like that, remember there's other people that are actually fighting. They're facing bigger battles, greater battles, you know, out there fighting for their life and all those stuff. So to Vincent's family, you're sorry for the fact that your son, you know, your loved one is in that condition. So we are really sorry for that. We'll make sure we keep on praying. And yeah, from our side, we're gonna make sure that we keep on praying. So guys, don't lose hope. Actually pray and find out what does God want you guys to do. So yeah, you know how we do it, man. That's why I kept my dancing shoes on, because I'm ready to go into the next segment of the music for me to dance. So I hope you guys are ready.
When I breathe my final breath, when it seems like it's the end, remember then, that's where I begin.
When I let go of the world, fly away like I'm a bird. Don't cry for me, just let me go. Oh,
but with everything I am, I just let go.
Whoa, we are back. This time we're going into the topic itself. We are back from the dance hall, the dance floor. Wait, yeah, you know, we are doing everything, doing the most, yeah, kicking off the moves. Ha, I know I'm even feeling like now musical and all the stuff, on the rap and all those things. But nah, not now. That is too soon. Yeah, the topic, 25 endgame facts to know. I know, man. Endgame has been the movie that took everything on some other level, guys. Like, it took things on some other level. That is what I have to say, man. Like, guys, if you didn't watch Endgame, okay, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like I said in the beginning of the show, I do not know what is wrong with you. So, guys, if you didn't watch Endgame, after the show, make sure that you go and watch Endgame. Yes, and if you did, shout out to you guys, man. The movie was awesome. You have to admit, it was really awesome, including the ending. It was really awesome because that's why it's called Endgame. Endgame because of the ending. I'm just kidding, man. Kidding. At the same time, I'm not kidding. So 25 Endgame facts to know. What are those 25 Endgame facts to know? Yes. And obviously, you know, in the past, if we had to go back in the past, like with a couple of weeks left before Endgame actually arrived in the theaters, there were a lot of anticipations, you know, basically towards the movie itself. People, they were like, you, this movie, this, that. People had all these wild theories and all those stuff, you know, that they were actually looking out for. And it was like really interesting because, yo, it built the momentum, eh? Built the momentum. But now I'm just gonna tackle 25. Yes, just 25. Now, for those who didn't know, when it comes to games, you know, whatever game it is, if they have to refer to end game within that game, for example, let's take chess. If they have to refer end game in a chess situation, they'll be referring to the amount of chess pieces that are left. So in other words, the amount of soldiers that are left, because the rest of them got wiped out. Yes, so that is why the title, you know, it like fitted in perfect with the movie itself, because yeah, there were only a few heroes left, the rest they were wiped and all those stuff. So there is just, yeah, some facts for you guys to know and all those things. Knowledge, yes, dropping some wisdom and all those stuff. Yeah. Endgame was a very interesting movie because it took everything on another level. And I have to admit, when Infinity War came out, yo, the desire that it left people with in terms of wanting to see Endgame, I have to say it was huge. It was like really huge. And some people, they watched Infinity War when it came out, eh? They watched it when it came out, and when it was ending, yeah, you can imagine the amount of time that people had to wait from when they watched it up to when Endgame came out. Yo, it's been long. And other people like me, I just watched Captain Marvel when it came out, and then I went back to go and watch Infinity War, and then after watching Infinity War, I watched Endgame, which was really a blessing, because when I watched Infinity War, I was like, whoa, wait. And I watched Infinity War after Endgame. So when Endgame came out, I didn't watch it yet. I only went to watch it after I watched Infinity War. Because when people went to go and watch it, they were like, yo, guy, you gotta watch Infinity War, man. My guy, you gotta watch Infinity War. You cannot just go and watch Endgame without watching Infinity War. So I was like, okay, you know what? Let me go and watch Infinity War. I watched it, and at the end of that movie, it left me with the desire to say, no, I want to understand what is happening in Endgame, which I went to go and watch Endgame. So it was like really interesting. Wow, it was like awesome. So if you happen to be one of those guys that didn't watch Infinity War, go watch Infinity War and then watch Endgame. You're actually gonna love it. And also watch Captain Marvel because it makes you understand what is happening in Endgame. Yes, that's why you actually understand the ending of Infinity War because of Captain Marvel. That's why when I watched Captain Marvel and then I watched Infinity War, the ending of Infinity War made sense. Unlike the people that watched Infinity War when it came out, when the ending of Infinity War finished, they did not understand what was happening because they just, yeah, they were left with the desire to see the next movie, the next part of it. So it was like really interesting. Yeah, really, really interesting. So, 25 facts to know. 25 Endgame fact. So the topic, as you can see, 25 Endgame fact to know. What are those 25 Endgame facts? Number 25, breaking records already. You probably like, what are you talking about? For those who didn't know, the film, before it got released, it was already breaking records because of the hype that was already built, like, for that movie. And then guess what? It got it, like, in fact, the day when it got released, YouTube went on some other level in terms of views when it comes to anything to do with Endgame. And then the trailer itself, it went over 1 million likes within less than 4 hours. That is before the movie came out. The trailer went over 1 million likes in less than 4 hours. And in the trailer, they were actually smart. They took the trailer. Now that trailer, it basically had footage from Endgame, the first 15 minutes of the movie, that was the trailer. So they actually took footage from the first 15 minutes of the movie, which was like actually really interesting. So the first thing is, the trailer broke a record, the trailer itself broke a record within 4 hours. Now they were expecting it to break a record after a day, and it did it in 4 hours. So in 4 hours, over 4 million likes, which was really, really interesting. Now, what is number 24? What is the 24th fact? Yeah. Number 24. More broken records. Yeah. So basically, it broke more records, man. Broke more records. Endgame broke another record for being the film with the most pre-sale tickets. Now, people are booking it. People actually booked for Endgame before it came out. I was shocked. I'm like, what? How can you buy a ticket 2 weeks before the movie? That is what was happening in my head. I'm thinking, yo, these people, how do you buy a ticket two weeks before a movie? Now, that is what Endgame actually did. People bought tickets before the movie came out, like weeks before the movie came out. And then when the movie came out, it was bad, because when the movie came out, like, the cinemas were full, they were packed, like, if you were the last one, in fact, if you wanted to buy a ticket on the day, shame, that is how bad it was, like, it was actually dead full. So Endgame is one of the movies, like, within the Marvel history, Endgame is the only movie that has ever done that. That is the only movie that has ever done that. So now let's move on to number 23. What is the fact? Fact number 23. Now, shocking, eh? Fact number 23. More broken records. Oh, broken. Yes. Endgame broke more records. Now you probably like, okay, wait. Now what's going on here? Like, it's just breaking records and all those stuff. Yeah, man, Endgame took this whole thing on another level. Now, the Endgame trailer basically amazed an incredible 289 million views in the first 24 hours. Hey, baba. Yo, that is deep, man. In that first 24 hours, the trailer had more than 289 million views. Yes. And that was basically it beat Infinity Wars, Now, the former record holder was 230 million views in the first 24 hours, and Endgame went over 30, went to 289 views. Now that is close to 300 million. 300 million, man. Close to 300 million. So, before Endgame, their record was 230 million views. And then, trailer of Endgame came out. The trailer went to 289 million views. Now, that is what happened. So, what is fact number 22? Yeah. So, fact number 22. Marvel, basically, Endgame is their 22nd film number. So, yep, it's going to be their 22nd film to be released by Marvel Studios for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that is Endgame. Now that is cool, man. That is like really cool. What is fact number 21? Over 3 hours of action. The movie is that long. Jayway, nah, you. Endgame basically is 3 hours long, eh? It is 182 minutes long. That is how long the movie is. And according to Marvel, Endgame is the longest Marvel movie in history. It's the longest Marvel movie in history. So they've never actually made a movie that is that long. Which, that 3 hours didn't really feel like 3 hours. I know how I like sat there watching it and I didn't feel the hours, eh? Didn't feel the hours. That is how good the movie was. Now we need movies like that, man. We really need more movies like that, which is like really interesting, man. Pull such a movie, pull such a stunt like that, and people don't even feel the impact and all the stuff. So fact number 20. The movie basically was filmed in Georgia and New York. That is where the movie took place. Yep. The filming took place at the Pinewood Atlanta studio in the Fayette County of Georgia. Additional more films took place in the downtown and metro Atlanta areas and New York. That is where they actually filmed the movie, which is like really interesting. Fact number 19. There was a hurricane involved. Yep. Hurricane. they even give these hurricanes names, man. I don't understand these people's lives. But Hurricane Irma messed up everything for a while. So while they were filming and all those stuff, Hurricane Irma actually stopped the whole production. That is what happened. It actually became an obstacle for the film's producers. Yep. And if you want to know when exactly did this take place, it actually took place on September 11, 2017. That is when it took place. So, yo, there was even a hurricane involved and all those stuff. And, yeah, messed up everything, eh? Messed up everything. Now, this is mind-blowing, eh? It's like, as good as it was, this is where it came from. Fact number 18. The movie was recorded with an IMAX that we all don't trust. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know what is an IMAX is a 2D camera. Yes, you know these days they use 3D cameras and yeah, interesting, all this different stuff. Now, the people that filmed, this is the first time they've ever used the IMAX camera for filming a movie. And that is what they actually used. They used it to film the movie. Now, 2D cameras, man. 2D cameras. IMAX 2D cameras. That's what they used to film the movie. And the movie was that awesome. It was really that awesome. You probably thinking, yo, they use probably a 3D camera. Sometimes you even thinking, yo, they went beyond 3D. We now thinking virtual reality stuff. Yeah, and yo, like, yeah, going that deep. No, man, they actually went back down to the basics. That's where they went, 2D cameras. And that's what they did with those 2D cameras. Incredible movie. Wow. Their first time basically in the whole of Hollywood filming, they actually used an IMAX digital camera. That is really awesome. Really interesting. Fact number 17. Yep. The definition of Endgame. Now, like I said, if you don't know, basically, the meaning of Endgame, the meaning behind Endgame, like I said, it came from, you know, the what is the right word? I'm like even thinking, I'm hitting a blank here. You know, there's those scientific words that make you sound, you know, like an IQ genius and all those stuff. Yeah, they make you sound like a genius. They make you sound like Albert Einstein and all those stuff. Okay, the definition doesn't wanna come. It's cool. But like I said, endgame, basically, it was referring to, for example, like a chess piece. If you actually check a chessboard, when a game is happening on the chessboard, if all of the soldiers are wiped out and there's a small amount of, yeah, you know, pawns that are left there, what happens is those small amount of pawns that are left on that board, they actually refer to them as the end game. Yes, that is what happens. They actually refer to them as the end game, because you got majority of the one side of the board that has a lot of pieces, and then you got the other side which probably has, let's say, 10 pieces, or let's even go below 10 pieces, probably has 5 pieces. Now those 5 pieces, they're gonna classify them as the end game because of the fact that the rest of the pieces got destroyed, they were all killed. Yep, and it's only them left, which actually fitted perfect with the movie itself. That's why it was titled Endgame. Yeah. Fact number 16. Doctor Strange basically mentioned the word first. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to, what's this, Avengers Infinity War, there, when Doctor Strange gave Thanos the Time Stone, he actually told Tony Stark that they are in the end game now. So Doctor Strange actually gave the title of the movie before even the movie came out, because the time when they actually filmed Endgame and Infinity War, it was during the same time. That's when they actually did it. Now it was really interesting because even the actors did not know what is coming their way. Hey man, that is deep, I know, hey? Deep. Imagine you're actually filming a movie and you don't even know what is next. You don't know your next partner. You know, the partner that's next to you, you don't know his lines. All you know is, this is what I must do, this is what I must say, this is when I must say it. Yes. So I speak, this is what I say, then he speaks, I don't know what he is saying, then I speak, I say this, then he speaks. So yeah, it's like really interesting. That is what went down here. Yeah. So Doctor Strange actually mentioned the title before the movie even came out. And then, yeah, we go to fact. The next fact, which is basically interesting, because people didn't know before the movie came out, they didn't know that the Hulk and Ant-Man were gonna be in the same team, they were gonna join forces. They actually didn't know that. And basically Endgame was the film that ever included both the Hulk and Ant-Man. Yes. It was the first film that ever included both of those two people. Imagine a huge giant with a tiny man. Yeah. So that was like really interesting. But I'm ready. In fact, this is a lot of talking, guys. It's a lot of talking. I want to actually go down on my moves again. Yeah. You know, do my moves and all the stuff. So me, I want you guys to actually join me. And then when you come back, we're finishing off the show with the facts. And then we're going into the last conclusion, which is still in the same session and all the stuff. So guys, let's go and get some music. Yeah, you know that's gonna get our blood boiling and all the stuff. So I'm ready, hope you're ready. Yeah.
pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news.
I know you guys enjoyed moving, yes, doing the moves and all those stuff, but you know, we're gonna basically go back into it, and Now we're coming out of the, you know, the tense session, the tense mode. Yes, we're coming out of that. We're now going into the serious stuff, which is the facts. Now we wanna basically go into the facts and finish off the facts. So the next fact is basically concerning Mike Ruffalo. Now, for those who didn't know, he is basically the character that plays the Hulk. He is the Hulk. Now, Mark actually said that Endgame is his last time acting as the Hulk. Yep, that is what he said. So Endgame is basically his last time acting as the Hulk. So we don't know in the future if we're still gonna see him as the Hulk, or we're gonna get another person who's gonna be a new Hulk. So that, yeah, we basically don't know. And then the next one is concerning Tony Stark, which, yeah, okay, it kind of explains the ending of Endgame, but at the same time, I still refuse to accept that he's gone. No, I refuse. So the next fact basically is referring to Tony Stark. Now, he basically gave a statement saying that there will be more of Robert Downey Jr. So he's gonna, yeah, basically not be in there, you know. Like, it's basically his last time playing as Iron Man. That is what I said. So this is the last time we basically seeing him as Iron Man in Endgame. But that doesn't mean Iron Man is not gonna be there. Iron Man is gonna be there, but it's not gonna be him. It's gonna be Robert Downey Jr. who's gonna be playing as Iron Man. So that is what, yeah, he basically said. And yeah, you know how it is. You gotta make sure you're introducing the new guys, yeah, the youngsters and all those stuff, which is like really interesting, because I wanna see what is coming our way. Yep, definitely wanna see what is coming our way. Now, next fact number 10. For those who don't know, Chris Evans is basically the guy that plays as the Hulk. Now, Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth each made $15 million for the film, the Endgame film. Yes, they actually made $15 million, which is like really interesting, because yeah, that is a lot. That's a lot, like, just for one film and all the stuff. So the Marvel guys, they actually say that's a lot. So for both of them to make that amount, like, really interesting. And by the way, yeah, Chris Evans' character Thor was really interesting in Endgame. I don't want to spoil for the people that, you know, didn't watch it. And then we go to fact number 9, Hawkeye basically got a new haircut for Endgame. So he decided to go for a Mohawk haircut, yes, which is like really interesting, eh? Hawkeye Mohawk. So that's what he decided to do. He decided to go for that hairstyle so that he can make him look more, you know, more of the character that he's meant to be. Yes, that is what happened. He actually went for a new haircut in this movie, which is like really interesting. Yeah. So that was fact number 9. Fact number 8. For those who didn't, okay, watch the movie. Your heroes, they got a new suit, and I'm sure if you watch the trailer and paid attention, you're gonna actually see the suit. So the official trailer of the film basically doesn't reveal too many details, you know, of what is happening in the film, but it does reveal that, I mean, it does reveal, just now I'm saying reveal and all the stuff. No, it doesn't reveal. It does reveal that basically our, you know, gang has new suits and they look awesome in them. So there was fact number 6. Fact number 8. So forgive me for that. I owe you guys pizza, ne? Yes, I owe you pizza. Put that on your tip. Yeah, make sure that you pay for the pizza. Just kidding, man. Fact number 7. The trailers didn't reveal a lot. Now, I actually spoke about this. Kevin Feige basically revealed the footage that was used in the trailer. He revealed that it was actually 15 minutes of the movie itself. So he actually revealed 15 minutes of the movie in the trailer. That is deep, man. That is like a spoiler alert, eh? That is basically a spoiler, because you just spoiled 15 minutes of the movie. But this guy was strategic. That's why the trailer actually shot up, eh? Broke their record. So yeah, guys, actually think about stuff like this. Fact number 6. Star Trek, The Next Generation, inspired the film. Never knew that, man. Kevin Feige actually said that Star Trek, The Next Generation finale, the final episode, actually inspired the Endgame plot. So the movie itself, the Avenger Endgame plot, Star Trek is the one that actually inspired the movie, which is like really interesting. It's like, yeah, you'll be thinking, wow, this person had his own creative ideas and all that stuff, not realizing that, hey, the next movie actually inspired this movie, eh? So, for those who didn't watch it, when you watch the movie, you're probably gonna see a lot of Star Trek relating scenes and all that stuff. And then for those who did watch it, I hope you actually picked up those stuff. Fact number 5, for those who didn't watch, Quicksilver's basically, yeah. If you watched Avengers Age of Ultron, you're actually gonna identify that Quicksilver was killed in there. So if you watched it, you're gonna know that Quicksilver was killed. So in Endgame, for those who watched it, they actually, yeah, Quicksilver was basically identified in the trailer. So the trailer actually revealed that Quicksilver is gonna come back, which is really interesting, because now we wanna know, is Quicksilver really coming back or is he not coming back? So for those who watched it, please don't spoil the news for the people that did not watch it. So yeah, there is Quicksilver. He was actually spotted on the set of the Avengers Endgames. So that is what actually happened. And then fact number 4, the new weapon of Thanos, you know, yeah, Thanos actually has a new weapon which he plans to use it to wipe, let me say, the universe. So yeah, you gotta check out those stuff. Fact number 3, Netflix's Marvel characters won't be in the Endgame. Now this one, I'm spoiling it for you guys. So yeah, you know, there's people that were actually expecting the Marvel characters from Netflix. I almost said characters. So the Marvel characters from Netflix, like the Punisher, you know, there's Blade and all those people, you know, yes, Deadpool, all those guys, the guys that watch Netflix, they were expecting those guys to be in Endgame. But unfortunately, they won't be there. And the reason why they won't be there, it was because of finances. Yep, the budget. Mm-hmm. The budget and script issues killed the whole idea of having those characters in Endgame, which is like really interesting. At the end of the day, we still enjoyed the movie. Yes. Fact number 2 is basically referring to the original release date of the film. Now, for those who don't know, Endgame was actually planned to be released on the 3rd of May. Yep. It was released before that, but the plan was actually to release it on the 3rd of May. Now, because of the massive success of the opening of Avengers Infinity War in the last April, you know, last year, April month, Marvel basically decided, you know what, because of how successful Infinity War was, we're gonna release still the same thing to me, but we're gonna release Endgame before May, which is what happened. And at the end of the day, we were all happy. Yeah, so we all happy because it came out at the right time for us. Yes, for us. Don't know the pressure that they had. Fact number 1, which is the last fact, this is the end. That's the fact. So yeah, end of the story. end game is basically supposed to put who's a Thanos, and yeah, you know, the whole Infinity Stone stories of the arc in Marvel Cinematic Universe. It was actually supposed to put all of those things to an end. So the question is, will this be really the end? Is it like the mother of all wars, where like Endgame actually ends all of those things, or is it just a myth and all those things? So yeah, those are like some of the facts, man. Those are like some of the facts. Yeah, so it's supposed to be the end of Thanos with the Infinity Stones, but we don't know if it's really the end. So guys, don't forget to catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. What's the topic has a Instagram page, if you didn't know. The Instagram page is at what's the topic 777 now. Yes, that is it. What's the topic 777 now? That is the Instagram page of what's the topic. Active FM, you can catch Active FM on Facebook, which is /activefm777, or you can catch Active FM on Instagram, which is at Active FM, or Twitter, which is at Active FM 777. So guys, I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Don't forget what we spoke about, which is 25 endgame facts to know. See you guys. Peace.
Look, every time you come around, you see me praying. I'm just trying to enter in the gate to wait in. Ain't nobody safe like they say to you. It's very disappointing how y'all acting there. Hey, he ain't die for that. You ain't gotta live in sin. You can master that. Put the highlight in the pen. What a scripture's that? Meditation, revelation, keep it moving. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Heroes, 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 heroes. And ain't nobody did it like he did, no. That's my definition of a hero. Yeah, he the video and plus a B-roll. Some people never call upon him unless they fun slow. He got my heart, I made it stronger, yeah, I meant that. Once I overcome a sin, I never went back. Satan tried to send his tricks, I send them all back. We casting devils out for real, and yeah, that's all fact. Ayo, 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 ayo. Heroes, 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 heroes. Ayo, 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 ayo. Heroes, 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 heroes. Yo, yo. Yo. Sucker boys, cut the noise. I don't know, elevate, God is great, every day follow him, Elohim, Emmanuel, God with me, God with us, and that's enough, bust it down, that's what they say, we keep the chase, cover up, with modesty, make him see your face, who could this, because of Blaze, Super Bowl, hell is real, you gotta know, you say you so, suck at me, never that, full of grace. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Heroes, 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 heroes. Ayo, 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 ayo. Heroes, 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 heroes. Heroes, heroes, yeah. My God. Heroes, 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 heroes. Show. Truth triggers demons. No compromise.
It, I'd probably take him.
Hey, yo, Benz, what you cooking?